third and four for the Eagles here. Murphy and shotgun. Here's the snap. He rolls left. He throws.
Touchdown! Boston College!
He scores! Kyron Rosie puts it in.
WZBC Sports.
Welcome to season 3 of WZBC Sports Podcasts. I am Jack Salmon. Today I am joined with
Ashley Sachdeva.
And today we will be talking some BC hockey and talking about the upcoming 2019 hockey schedule. So I guess we'll start by talking about how hockey did last year and kind of go into how they're doing this year and what we can expect from them this year. Last year wasn't really the year we expected for the Eagles. Boston College is known as an NCAA tournament team. They're known as being a powerhouse in Division I hockey, and last year did not end in the NCAA tournament. In fact, it ended in the Hockey East playoffs without an NCAA tournament berth.
Yep, they lost in the semifinals against BU. They lost 4-3 in overtime, and BC and BU always have the biggest rivalry in hockey, so losing that one was really tough. But we did clinch the Hockey East regular season regional championship, which was good to see, bringing that into this season, hopefully.
Yeah, it was interesting because Boston College ended the year at 20-14-3. However, in conference within the Hockey East, they were 18-5-0. So they dominated their opponents. And the Hockey East is really good, as we know. BU was really good. Northeastern was really good. Providence was really good. So there are a lot of good teams, and Boston College played well. But they never really appeared to be the favorite, even though they ended up winning the regular season title, which was very interesting. They were definitely a streaky team last year, as we saw. You know, they I don't think they lost a game in the month of November. They were incredibly hot, but then again, I don't think they won more than maybe one game in October. So it was ups and downs. There was a lot of inconsistency. But at the end of the day, they were still a decent team, but not where they want to be. And they're looking to take that step forward this year and get back to the NCAA playoffs, which they haven't been to in, I believe, now 3 years.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah. They didn't make it last year. I don't think they made it the year before. So it might have been, 15-16 or 16-17 was the last time the Eagles were in the NCAA tournament.
But we're looking for a different season this season. We pretty much have the same roster, except for a few freshmen, just because none of our players really graduated, only one did, and then none of them ended up going to the NHL. So this season we're starting on October 6th in Boston College versus New Brunswick, I believe.
Yeah, Canadian team.
Yep, and we have some like people to look out for. Jerry York is still the coach. He's been coaching here for 25 years now, and we have 5 new freshmen, I believe.
Yeah, 5 big-name freshmen that will hopefully make a difference.
Yeah, hopefully. For the freshmen, we have Jack McBain, who was the 63rd overall pick in the NHL draft for the Minnesota Wild. And he's played for the Ontario Junior Hockey League. So we're expecting big things from him. He's probably going to be a forward. They don't have more information on like what exact position.
Yeah, he's listed as forward. And I think that's a big thing that Boston College is looking for in this freshman class. Was last year the offense wasn't really there. Boston College was the youngest team in the NCAA last year in Division I hockey, and their defense was pretty good and goaltending was all right. It had better days, you know, inconsistent, I guess, to go back to the theme I said earlier.
But also Joseph Wohl, like, he got injured for a little bit of the season. He is our, like, consistent goalie. I'd say whenever he's in the net, we usually have a pretty decent game or a tight, closer game.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Wohl's our guy. He's drafted to the Maple Leafs. He's going to end up probably in the NHL or at least he's going to be in the Maple Leafs organization. He was just a little inconsistent at times. I remember last year against BU at home, I think he gave up, like, 6 goals. And then the next night...
That was the most goals he's ever given up in a game.
Yeah, that was...
Was that one.
I know, it was a bad one to pick against our biggest rival, Full House. But then he went back the next day and shut them out.
Yeah.
He played probably his best game of the season. So it was just inconsistent. But again, if he can be on his best form, and this is his junior year, right, we're hoping that he's there now and be a consistent guy, which is what you expect out of an NHL goalie.
And just stay healthy.
Exactly. Staying healthy will
be
key.
That's the biggest key, yeah.
For sure. But... anyway, getting back to it, offense was definitely the one thing on this Boston College team that was the biggest issue last year. That's what you would circle. We didn't have one guy who could, like, carry the offense. And I think that's what we're looking for this year. And so the main guy we're going to want to watch is Oliver Wahlstrom, who was the 11th overall pick in this year's NHL draft. He was drafted by the New York Islanders, but he decided to, instead of signing and joining with them right away, he's going to come to college. And so
I think we're only going to see 1 year of him, though.
Yeah, most likely.
Most likely only 1 year. So this is the year to look out for him and for to be a BC hockey fan, I guess.
Yeah, no, for sure. He's incredible. Last year, he was with the USA under 18 team, and he had 48 goals and 46 assists in 62 games.
Yeah.
So over a goal and an assist per game. So he's incredible. He's the guy that we're going to watch. He's the guy that our offense is going to lean to, and hopefully that will make us a powerful, an NCAA tournament team again.
Yeah. And we actually have one defenseman on, a new defenseman for the freshman, Adam Samuelson. He played for the USHL. And so it's, you know, we're talking about offense all the time, but there's also the key of, like, how to shorten the gap between our losses so we don't have, like, 6-0 losses. We don't get shut out, like, every single
game. Play teams close. Yeah. Play close games.
Yeah. And speaking of defensemen, we have Casey Fitzgerald and Michael Kim, our seniors, who are also captains, who are the defense, who should be leading the team as seniors this year.
Exactly. They'll anchor the defense, but it's good to have these young guys.
These young guys being, also, someone to look out for is Logan Hutsko.
Logan Hutsko.
He was drafted 89th overall in round 3 by the Florida Panthers this year, but he's staying. He was also Hockey's Rookie of the Year last year. And he's a sophomore. So he all made very big plays last year as a forward. So we'll see. Hopefully he'll continue that this year.
Yeah, he was really great to watch. He was one of those other young guys. I mean, we had, like, I think we had 7 freshmen last year starting.
Yeah.
So very young. Husko was really good. Tordor was really good. I'm going to blank on some of the other names right now. But the big thing for this team is just the fact that they were so young and the fact that they've had a year of experience and a year of development. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we talked about last year how it was kind of a disappointing season, but they still finished the year well over 500. They won Hockey East. You know, they finished 20-14-3, and they played some of the toughest teams in the country, as Coach York always does. You know, Boston College hockey will always have one of, if not the hardest schedules in the country. So if anything, all that experience should be just a great help for these guys going into their sophomore year and as this team gets a little bit older. So it's a lot to build off of and look forward to in a year like this.
And I also think Boston College hockey just has, like, the name itself has a very high standard.
Yeah.
After the Caps won this year, we won. we now have 19 names on the Stanley Cup from Boston College hockey. So.
Yeah.
They just hold all their players to a high standard and expect, like, the best out of them. So, honestly, this season, I'm pretty excited about it, seeing the new freshmen. And hopefully the other guys will, since they've been there for a year now or two, they'll come together more and make some better plays and just have a good season.
Yeah, for sure. Hopefully it'll be better. One thing to watch for, just looking at some of their stats from last year, our power play was not great in terms of offense. They converted roughly 18% of the time, which is not very good. Just for reference, I think Northeastern was up there around like 30 or 40, so almost twice as good. So that's something that we're going to want to look forward to. And again, that goes with not having that one, you know, that one guy who can just kind of make a move and score a goal, right? We didn't have that one guy. And that's what we're going to be looking for in Wahlstrom.
Yeah.
Penalties was kind of a big issue for this BC team last year. There was a lot of penalty minutes, roughly 6 minutes per game. So, I don't know, it's just nitpicky, but our penalty kill was very good, but that's not much of a plus. You'd rather not be killing penalties. I think that's the main things. I mean, it's just going to be interesting to see how much of an impact these young guys have. And how quickly, like, I mean, we're talking a lot about Wahlstrom, but at the end of the day, he's a freshman.
Right.
He's going to be, what, 19 years old, playing college hockey. It's going to be interesting to see how he makes that transition and if he can have as big of an impact as we're hyping him up to be and what we're hoping for.
Right. Well, like, we see with football all the time, when you play high school football, you go to college football, it's like a whole different game. Do you think it's the same for hockey? Or do you think it's pretty similar?
Not as much, but yeah. The thing with hockey is, like, freshmen aren't normally freshmen just because guys come out of high school and they go and play in the junior leagues. Yeah. They don't come right from high school to college, so just the age difference is big.
Yeah.
And we kind of saw that last year. I mean, we had our freshmen, some of them were really young, like, you know, 18, 19, like, actually, like, right out of high school, going up against guys who had, you know, 24
But they still played juniors in high school, usually.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But still, you see, it's just like, it's generally older is, I guess, the point I was making, which can make it different just because guys are bigger and, I don't know, stronger, I guess.
Yep. So, looking at our schedule this year, teams to, like, I guess, look out for, like, we have a pretty hard schedule.
As always.
Notre Dame is number two, you said?
Yeah, so I think we said Boston College plays at the right now four ranked opponents. And
we are ranked.
Yeah, we're
number
ranked
12.
Ourselves. We're in the preseason poll. We are ranked 12th. So, and we were ranked 19th last year at the end of the season. So that really shows that, I guess, hockey coaches around the country are taking notice of us and some of these young guys that are coming in, and just the fact that we were the youngest team and we were that good, you know, just a year older. What a difference that could make. But I think, four or five ranked teams on our schedule already, including St. Cloud State comes to Boston College at the end of October, and they are ranked 6th in the nation in preseason polls. Over Christmas break, like you said, Ashley, we go out to Notre Dame to play Notre Dame, who is number 2 in the nation. They were the runner-up last year. Very, very good team. That'll be anything but easy. Providence in Hockey East, we play them twice. I believe Providence is 8th in the nation right now in the preseason poll. Oh, no, 5th in the nation, excuse me. So even better than I thought, so that's an even tougher test. So, 5th in the...
And then BU's ranked number 8, and they're always our biggest rival.
Yeah, our biggest rival. We play them twice.
Yep. And maybe even in Beanpot.
Exactly. So. Northeastern is 15th in the nation. We'll play them twice in Hockey East.
Yeah.
So the Hockey East is tough, as always. And not to mention the fact that we are playing 3 of the top 6 teams in the nation.
Yeah.
So, like always, Boston College is going to play a really difficult schedule. And I think last year, when you look at the games we won and the games we lost, it was those early non-conference games against the tough opponents that we weren't able to win.
Yeah.
Like I said, in the beginning of last year, we didn't really beat any of these big teams. We lost to Wisconsin, who was ranked in the top 10. We lost to St. Cloud State twice. We lost to Denver, who was number 1 or number 2.
Right.
So these big games early on in the season, we showed that we couldn't compete, but as the season went on, we got better, right? And we were beating like Boston University and Northeastern, who were better teams. I think that'll be big. That'll be a big, I mean, if we can come out of the gate beating teams like St. Cloud State. That'll be a statement for
us. BU, Notre Dame.
Exactly.
Even the Notre Dame game, honestly, that's just a huge leap for us.
Exactly. It'd be a statement win because the thing about hockey, too, is it's such a long season. And, you know, some of these guys.
It's basically year-round.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But also some of these guys coming in as freshmen, it takes time to build up chemistry and get to know your line mates and get to know how everyone plays. So it might, you know.
It's kind of good that, like, some of our, like, we have St. Cloud State at the end of October. We still have a few games before then. But BU and Notre Dame are way later in the season, so they'll probably get used to it more and, like, know what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. That's the hope. And so that's why I'm saying it'll be interesting early on. It'll be interesting to see, because last year, clearly, when we played these tough teams early on, we were just overpowered.
Yeah.
We weren't ready.
Yeah.
Had we played them at the end of the year, it could have been a very different story.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if we can come out of the gates this year and, you know, as a gelled, as a team that looks ready to go, as a team that looks, you know, top 10 in the country.
Yeah.
Or if, you know, we're going to crumble again. Because I think last year we came to the season ranked, and then we quickly lost these games to, you know, the Denvers, to the Wisconsins, to the St. Clouds. And then we
weren't ranked.
Yeah, we fell out of the rankings until the end of the year.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see.
What are you looking forward to for Beanpot this year?
I think it will be interesting. So
Northeastern really came out of the
test
last
Northeastern
year.
Northeastern
had a
great
year.
They
didn't win until the last win, I think, was like in 1984.
Yeah, they haven't. So I guess good for them, but
yeah,
I don't want to say
them.
Good for them.
Yeah.
They had the Hobie Baker winner and Johnny Gaudreau.
Yeah.
No, not Johnny Gaudreau.
No,
he played for BC.
Yeah.
Adam Gaudette. That's his name.
I think he also got drafted.
Yeah, he's
one of
on
them
the Canucks.
Got drafted to the Blackhawks, I believe.
Okay.
Who scored, I think, like 2 or 3 goals in the Beanpot. And I was great to have
you
on the Blackhawks.
They had like one line that was incredible.
Yeah.
But I guess those guys are gone. I know Gaudette's gone and the other guy, he went to the Canucks, so the other guy must be on the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
So I guess it's good that those guys are gone.
Yeah.
But yeah, good for them. I guess they had it. So yeah, this year in the Beanpot, our first game is against Harvard. Hopefully we can beat up on Harvard.
Last year was a tough loss.
Yeah.
But we, like, I remember going to that game, and we came back in the third period. I think we were losing by, like, 2 goals or something, and we ended up losing in overtime. It was just, like, a really tough loss. Just simple defensive mistakes for that loss.
Yeah.
So we had possession of the puck, like, pretty much the whole entire game. But, like, one slip, and then Harvard would score.
Yeah, exactly. There was, I remember seeing stuff like that. I remember being at that game, and just watching from the stands. You just saw it, like, you could see it.
Why?
You could see it happening. You knew it was going to be a goal before it happened.
Yeah.
Just the way the play developed. Yeah. So it's just little things like that, defensive positioning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you just learn it over time, I guess. And so hopefully that's something that we can be better at. And, yeah, the bean pot's another thing. I think back-to-back years, it's the first time in, I think, ever under Coach York, who's been here for 25 years, the Boston College has lost their opening round of the Beanpot.
Really?
Back-to-back years.
Interesting.
And last year, we didn't win a game, and the year before, I think we got third place.
Okay.
But yeah, so not much success in terms of Beanpot recently, not much success in terms of NCAA tournament recently. So
we're hoping to turn it around this year.
Exactly. There's, I mean, it's just uncharacteristic for this BC team, and I'm sure the players know it.
Yep.
You know when you come to Boston College to play hockey, what's expected. You know it's a top-tier program.
Yep.
And I'm sure they're eager to turn it around and get out there and Phil Conti put on a show.
And I also think, though, in the past, though, BC has lost a lot of hockey players to, like, the NHL and stuff like that. But this year, since we haven't really lost anyone, it could be a completely different season.
Yeah, that's a good point. We generally do lose people.
Yeah.
And that breaks teams up.
Yeah.
Or teams that could be incredible, you know, when everybody goes pro.
Yeah.
So that is the benefit of having such a young team last year. You go through the growing pains, but then it comes together and it's beautiful, in the words of Coach Adazio.
Yeah.
What
game are you looking more forward to?
I think for me it's going to be that Notre Dame game.
Same.
I know it's over Christmas break.
Yeah.
I know it's in Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the best team on the schedule. That's
going
to be the most interesting game.
Yeah. And it's the day before the NHL Winter Classic, which is also at Notre Dame. And it's the Blackhawks versus the Bruins.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
I knew that because I'm going to that. And then I might just go a day early now.
Yeah, might as well.
Might as well, yeah. It's
for
like
sure.
An hour drive.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the toughest
test.
I mean, if they can beat Notre Dame in Notre Dame, that's a huge win.
Yeah.
Or even just play them close. Mm-hmm. And then I guess...
I'm not expecting them to win the whole entire... Like, I want them to get into the tournament. I'm not expecting them to win, but you get in the tournament, bring our presence back.
Exactly. Just put us back on the map again.
Yeah.
The St. Cloud State game will be big because last year we went there and lost 2 games to them, so a little bit of a revenge game maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see. And then, of course, the BU games, as always. Those are
huge.
Biggest rivalry in college hockey.
Yeah, everyone heads out.
And then I guess the other games,
I'm looking forward to Northeastern.
Yeah, Northeastern
will
be good.
I want to see how they do this year.
And then Providence will be big because, as I said, they're ranked 5th in the country.
Yeah.
So that will be another huge test. I mean, the schedule is not easy, as we've said. It's difficult from start to finish. So it'll be really interesting to see how BC performs over the course of the whole year. First half of the year up to that Notre Dame game, what happens. I mean, really all it takes is they could just get hot in the Hockey East tournament, win that, and get in. You just got to get hot, you know?
Yeah.
Play your best hockey at the right time of the season. Hopefully that's at the end, but also with good hockey all the way through. I think that's it. You said you're looking forward to the Notre Dame game as well.
I'm looking forward to it, yep. Just looking forward to the whole year, honestly.
It should be an exciting year. It should be a really good year. I mean, Boston College, preseason ranked 12th. You can tell there's people taking notice. People think this should be a good team.
Mm-hmm.
And with Coach York,
It's always high expectations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And good performance should be... It's due, right? We're due for a really good year. I think that's our recap or our update on...
Preseason
hockey talk, preseason hockey update, the first podcast of
season three.
2018-2019 year. Make sure to be on the lookout for more podcasts. We'll be talking about BC football, about BC basketball, and everything as these seasons start to get underway. I guess that's it. So signing off, I'm Jack.
I'm Ashley.
And we'll talk to you guys later.
Santini, make a nice little pass over to Sanford. Sanford gives it to Tuck. Tuck with a shot! Oh! Tuck scores! Eagles win! The Eagles have won the 2016 Beanpot Championship!
Catch all the excitement of Boston College athletics right here on WZBC Newton 90.3 FM. As BC's only student radio broadcasting organization, WZBC Sports brings a different viewpoint of college athletics to the table. Our student commentators know the campus, student-athlete culture, and latest beat on the teams like no other media outlet, thanks to our dedicated coverage of Boston College sports. Check out our broadcast or weekly talk show schedules at www.wzbcsports.com and get a refreshing take on sporting events at the Heights and beyond.